Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Alrighty. We're going to take a listen to General Flynn, and he's got some advice on how we can take America back. And, of course, folks, the number one thing you need to do, the number one thing is told to you in 2 Chronicles 7:14, prayer and fasting. And, folks, if people would only believe it and do it, God would bring America back to one nation, or he would heal our nation. And so just remember, just start. Just do it. Don't depend on other people. You don't have to have anyone doing it with you. You can do it all by yourself. Start praying for the nation that the good Lord would return us, that would restore America to one nation under God the way it used to be. All right, let's hear from General Flynn.
We have to keep exposing this, and we cannot accept it, right? In some cases, don't comply, right? People should not comply. And this gets back to, you know, what do you do in your own hometown? And that's where I think our greatest victories have really been achieved. When I see 2 years ago, moms being, you know, called domestic terrorists for standing up for their children, you know, for their own parental rights. And now, you know, I know that the Department of Justice had to back down from that. And now we've taken over. I can tell you, we've taken over just in my own state. We've taken over 27 school boards out of 67 counties. And that's going to continue to be that way. There's been, I'm told we're roughly at like 250 to 300 school boards across the country in really key counties where school boards have been overturned. That's super important. That means that we are now starting to take control of the country at the grassroots level. They hate that. They absolutely can't stand that. And that's why you see these you know, statements coming out about, you know, people being all the domestic terrorist definitions that the Department of Justice has been trying to stick on people for just standing up for parental rights. That's number one. So there's these battles. It's like we've got to keep fighting. Like being in a boxing match, you know, and we get punched every so often. And you've been punched a couple of times. I've been punched a lot. And we get knocked back. We got to get up. We got to keep fighting back. We got to find the different ways to fight back. That's how we're going to do it. And I will tell you, we're going to continue to expose this globalist elite class that and you know, these are people, we can put names to these people, right? I mean, it's the George Soroses, it's the Bill Gates, it's the Klaus Schwabs, it's the John Kerrys in this country, it's the Al Gores, it's people in the White House. I mean, there are those in our country. So, you know, to take a step back and look at this, what I would tell you is that I can already sense that they're trying to accelerate certain things. And the reason why they're trying to accelerate certain things, like we see the Deutsche Bank today looks like they're going to collapse. We see these banks starting to sort of fold. And there's a reason for that. And there's an attempt to try to, you know, control, sort of move power of the financial system to a higher level, to like only a few banks, right? So there's going to be some move to do that. What we've got to do is we've got one, pay very close attention to it. So sense your environment around you. Pay close attention. Listen. Understand what's happening, and then make sure that you are protecting yourself. How do you protect yourself? You get involved in your communities. They chose the battlefield, right? They chose the battle space a couple of years ago, and it was actually during the Trump administration. And how they chose it, and we know this, right? They've been talking about COVID with all these scenario planning sessions that they've had, and things we've seen in the intelligence community. And labs that have U.S. labs and U.S. Universities and government labs that have been working with the Chinese for years prior to 2020, prior to the outbreak of this surprising outbreak of COVID. So they've been working on this a long time. This is choosing the terrain that you want to fight on. So they chose the terrain that they wanted to fight the 2020 election on. And they did it through bringing on this COVID thing, right? They chose the terrain to fight on, right? Know your enemy, know your terrain, and know yourself, and you'll win 1,000 battles. So they chose the terrain. And I don't think we understood ourselves that well at that time. There was a lot of people that pushed back. I was one of them. I mean, there's a lot of us, but it was an insufficient number, and our voices weren't strong enough. So now fast forward to where we are today, and I would say over the last year, year and a half, and our voices, so now the terrain has changed, okay? So we have now chosen the terrain to fight on. And the terrain that we're fighting on is the terrain of truth. And that's how we fight. That's how we win. We continue to push the truth out there. And when we push the truth out there, they hate it. And they have to back off, you know, and it's really for those of us that have served in various parts of the government, we take an oath to support and defend our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And in my decades, I mean, almost nearly four decades of service to the government, okay, 3.5 in uniform, 5 of those were in combat, another couple of years working with the government, right, either helping a guy become president of the United States or serving as the national security advisor to this country. In all that time, all those decades of experiences overseas, preparing and training and then fighting to defend our country from foreign adversaries, I never thought that my greatest battles were going to be and as I write here, I never dreamed the greatest battles to be waged would be right here in our homeland against subversive elements of our own government. What I believe is that the destiny of America, this is really for everybody that's listening, the destiny of America is going to be determined by whatever path you choose to walk upon, you know, right now. I mean, right now. So if you choose to do nothing, then you should accept nothing. You should accept the fact that nothing will happen. Nothing good will come of that. But if you choose to stand up, step up, speak up, you know that there's going to be risk involved, then you're changing not only your own personal destiny, but you're changing the destiny of America.
Well, he was one of the top advisors to Obama and other presidents, and of course, President Trump. He's the guy that warned that China was going to double-cross the West, and he was right.
You can bring me back. Okay, very good. Alrighty, there you go, folks. You should not be discouraged. It shouldn't, you know, God has raised us up for such a time as this. And he says that he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in us is greater. And so because he's raised us up for such a time, this war is ours. It's our war. And we've got to fight and take a country back. And like General Flynn says, we have the truth on our side. We have the truth on our side, and here, they're starting to find that out. Mr. Alvin Bragg is not bragging, and now he doesn't know what to do. He has been totally disgraced. All of those liberals he thought would stand with him have turned on him, thrown him under the bus. They're mocking him. They're talking about him for what he did. And if Alvin Bragg had even the tiniest bit of integrity, he would come out publicly and apologize first to the taxpayers for costing them over $200 million. Over $200 million it cost to bring, and all of the businesses that lost all the money there in New York when they shut the street down. And he would apologize for making false charges against an innocent man. He would apologize to President Trump and ask for forgiveness first from God, then from President Trump, and then from the country. If Alvin Bragg had even the slightest bit, even the smallest amount of integrity, that's what you would see. Well, let's see if we see it, huh? Also, you know, here, a couple, ways back, there was a book, and in that book, Wayne Root, I believe, wrote a book, and I'm trying to remember the name of that book, but anyhow, here, he listed in that book a number of woke corporations that, and he put it out and sold quite a few books that were anti-God, anti-country out there, these corporations. And they turned out to be, of course, McDonald's was one, Home Depot, Target, Walmart, Bed and Bath, Disney, and Victoria's Secret. And so here it's an interesting thing, because right here I have these articles today. McDonald's is shutting its U.S. offices this week and prepares for corporate layoffs. Here, during the week of April 3rd, we will communicate key decisions related to roles and staffing levels across the organization, and McDonald's said in an internal email viewed by the Wall Street. In other words, McDonald's is, they're losing business now. Their business since they came out and declared their wokeness, they've been falling on harder times. Now, the other one is Walmart. Here, Walmart, this is an article. Well, that one about McDonald's, by the way, was in the Gateway Pundit, And that was an article from April 2nd. This is an article from March 23rd. Walmart layoffs at full. Fulfillment centers signal ominous sign for the economy. Zero hedge. Over the next 3 months, hundreds and hundreds of workers at the five major Walmart warehouses handling e-commerce orders will be laid off. This situation would be a worrisome indication that consumers are tapped out. Now, you've already heard about what is happening with some of the others, like Home Depot, Target, Bed and Bath. I think Bed and Bath went into bankruptcy. Disney just had to do a lot of reshuffling, and they brought back their old president. Victoria's Secret has fallen on hard times. And so these so-called woke corporations, they're getting their due. And that is good news for the rest of us, folks. Also, Southwest Airline is another one of those that went woke, and they also are losing business now. Now, I'm going to switch from that over to Alan Dershowitz issues a warning to the Trump grand jury prosecutor. I will take it to the Supreme Court. Now, here, legal scholar. Now, Alan Dershowitz has voted against Trump three times. Legal scholar, I'm thinking, how could he vote against him three times? He ran from the primary. How did he, as far as I know, Trump only ran for the office the once, right? Anyhow, he says he voted against him three times, but anyhow, legal scholar Alan Dershowitz has put Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg and his Get Trump allies on notice with a warning about the case against the 45th president. The actual legitimate president, Donald Trump, is still the real president of the United States. He is still the legitimate president. Joe Biden was not elected in a fair election. He's a usurper. He usurped that office. He was placed in that office by George Soros and the deep state. He did not win that election. That election was phony as Joe Biden is. It was as false and phony. And anyone and everyone that says that's not true is a liar, and there's not a bit of truth in them. But anyhow, Dershowitz goes on to say, if, in fact, Trump gets... Now listen, this is why you're wondering why Trump didn't get a gag order on him. Dershowitz warned that if Trump gets hit with a gag order, he would personally step in and he would defend him, and he would put together a team. He goes on to say, the Harvard Law School professor said he was prepared to take the case all the way to the Supreme Court if Bragg and his team attempted to prevent Trump from publicly defending himself. He also warned Bragg that the leaker in his office may have committed a felony. I think Bragg needs to be charged with leaking. That is a felony. If they slap a gag order on Trump, I will put a team together and take it to the Supreme Court, warned Dershowitz, a Democrat. Now, this crooked judge in Manhattan, he's taking a good look at now and seeing seeing how Alvin's doing, and Alvin's not doing too good. So I would not be a bit surprised to see this dumped out. Now, if in fact it goes back and actually does, he does have a trial there in Manhattan, he'll be found guilty because the corruptness, this is very Manhattan just filled with corruption. I mean, filled. It's all Democrats there, and they hate Trump. They're scared to death of Trump, and it didn't matter. If they'd ever heard one word, they would still, all they have to do is hear Trump, and they would vote against him. Even if they were absolutely 110% sure that he was innocent, those people in Manhattan on that grand jury would vote guilty, believe me. So, anyhow, now, speaking of that corrupt, here you had deep state leak. Special counsel Jack Smith reportedly has new significant evidence of potential Trump obstruction at Mar-a-Lago. Now, here, this is another deep state leak. Now, we're talking about I don't know Jack Smith, but I know people that have been talking about him, what I've been reading about him, and what he has done in the past. And he is, again, according to all this, a very, 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 very corrupt special counsel. Why ask yourself this? If he was honest, if he was an honest man, do you think Merrick Garland would appoint him? Folks, these people are as corrupt goes. They've gone totally bad. And here it goes to say, another day, another deep state leak. And by the way, this is out of the Gateway Pundit on April 2nd, but Biden's Justice Department has nothing on Trump, so they are going to try to get him on obstruction charges. Special counsel, very, very corrupt Jack Smith, has new and significant evidence of potential Trump obstruction at Mar-a-Lago classified documents case, according to a leak in the Washington Post. Now, folks, you got to think about this. Here, Biden, at the very time, by the way, I played you that clip twice tonight and last night about Biden telling people he was going to stop Trump. He was going to stop Trump. Listen, do you hear what he's saying? That he was going to use his office to stop Trump from being able to run against him. That's a crime, people. That's a crime. But we don't have a Justice Department. We don't. Merrick Garland is so corrupt, and that Justice Department is absolutely, it's got no legitimacy. It's got nothing to do now with justice anymore. And because of that, you have no obligation at all, absolutely no obligation at all, whatsoever, to give it any recognition as a legitimate government agency. It's no longer, it is not a legitimate government agency. It's lost all of its legitimacy with its corruptness. In fact, it would actually be, according to Proverbs chapter 24, and also Proverbs verse 17, it would be a sin for you, it would be a sin for you to recognize or give them any legitimacy. But anyhow, in this article it goes on, FBI agents, and by the way, and that goes for the FBI too, descended on Trump's Florida residence last summer looking for presidential records that were lawfully stored at the former president's home. By the way, it was stored, these were stored, and they were under guard. Now, folks, listen, they found hundreds and hundreds of documents classified in Chinatown. Again, the very same time that the Biden crime family received a huge payoff by the Chinese Communist Party. At the very same time, and as at the very same time when Joe Obama Biden was saying, how could he, you know, it was just unbelievable that Trump had all of these documents, these at Mar-a-Lago, when Trump was legitimate. He is the president. he was the actual president. He had the ability to declassify these. Biden was not the president before, and folks, he had gotten all of these documents. He had them once stored in a garage. They were all over the floor by his Corvette. The other in Chinatown, they were all over the place. In fact, Hunter Biden actually, they claim Hunter Biden has actually emailed some of those documents that were supposed to be classified to his Chinese fellow Communist Party leaders. And so all of that's going on, and the fake news media, out there, boy, I'm going to tell you, they are insulting your intelligence on a daily basis. They insult your intelligence. They won't bring any of this out. They believe it's up to them to decide what you should know. And yet they have the audacity to refer to themselves as journalists. Unbelievable, but that's the way they are. But anyhow, he goes on to say, FBI agents descended on Trump's residence looking for presidential records lawfully stored. And by the way, Trump actually went and asked the FBI what they wanted him to do, and they told him, and he did it. And then they double-crossed him. You had the dirty 30, corrupt cops, dirty cops showed up at Mar-a-Lago. According to a leak at the Washington Post, Jack Smith has emails and texts from a former Trump aide showing Trump may have rummaged through his boxes of classified documents stored at Mar-a-Lago after he was subpoenaed on May 2020. He had the right to do that. Those were unbelievable. These people and this Jack Smith, folks, there you go. It seems like there's a contest seeing who can be the most corrupt, who could possibly be the most corrupt. All right. Civil war instigating deathocrats charged with U.S. Capitol riot to terrorize opponents. For years already, the Democratic Communist Party and their media cheering section have harped on the insurrection of January 6th when hundreds of those supporting President Donald Trump flooded to the U.S. Capitol legally and lawfully and peacefully to object to what they saw as a stolen election. Their votes were stolen from them. Now retired newspaper editor and author of What Matters Most, God, Country, Family, and Friends is explaining why thousands of people have been accused of crimes and jailed. Another thousand are predicted to face arrest by a very, very, very corrupt Merrick Garland, an extreme, completely corrupt Merrick Garland. No matter how Merrick Garland or Joe Obama Biden spin it, this is not about justice, but about eliminating the biggest threat to Biden's reelection, explained Frank Meehl, an article out of the Real Clear Wire. He points out that Democrats say that, well, they use the word Democrats, I call them Deathocrats, say that January 6th was the worst attack on American democracy since the Civil War. They call it an insurrection. But if it was indeed the worst since 1865, no one but a complete fool would dare claim it, even remotely approach the scale of the bloody war between the states. Well, look, the Bible says all of those that say there is no God, the fool says in his heart there is no God, and that's virtually what they did by vote, the Democrats. If you weren't a fool, you might conclude that January 6th was nothing like the insurrection. It wasn't violent in the sense of an armed rebellion. It wasn't organized. It didn't seek to overthrow the government. But to protect the Constitution, in more ways than not, it was the defense of the American democracy, not an attack on it. That's absolutely right. He added, yet somehow the Democrats, members of the same Communist Party instigated a civil war. That's right, folks. It was the Democrats that started the civil war. Were able to use the January 6th incursion of the Capitol as a means to terrorize their political enemies and to punish those who used their rights of free speech and free thought to question the legitimacy of Biden presidency. He warned that Democrats who are insisting that U.S. elections are always beyond reproach, even though they themselves have fought the results in the past, are now intent on making examples out of American citizens who believe that a corrupt election had been held in 2020. And in fact, anyone and everyone that says that that election was not stolen, again, I want to say, is a liar, and there's not a bit of truth in them. And I dare any of them to come on this radio program and sit across from me and say otherwise. There was no insurrection on January 6th, but that doesn't mean the people will be patient forever, he wrote. No, we're not patient anymore. He cited a real agenda displayed by those on the left. By insisting that U.S. elections are always beyond reproach, the Democrats and their allies in the media have de facto criminalized the formally protected speech of millions of Americans who have lost confidence in the electoral system. Boy, you're not kidding about that. And the Justice Department, on behalf of President Biden, has decided to make an example of the January 6th protesters in order to quell dissent among Republicans who might otherwise be tempted to carry a Trump flag to the Capitol. Well, we only have a very small percentage of actual Republicans in the Senate and in the House. We've got a number of rhinos in there that are worthless. He noted the following real insurrection, the Civil War, President Andrew Johnson declared unconditionally and without reservation to all and to every person directly or indirectly participated in the late insurrection or rebellion, a full pardon and amnesty for the offense of treason against the United States or adhering to their enemies during the late Civil War, and the restoration of all rights, privileges, and immunities under the Constitution and the laws which have been made in pursuance thereof. Garland's Department of Retaliation, however, demands that the prosecutions of those they hate and of no more than and are guilty of no more than trespassing impose lengthy prison terms on unfathomable conditions. Folks, there will be no justice until Merrick Garland, Nancy Pelosi, Christopher Wray, and all of the others are in that same dirty jail. Now, this is why they fear Donald Trump. They fear Donald Trump. They know Donald Trump gets back into office, they're either going to have to leave the country or they could end up in that same dirty, filthy D.C. jail, that really dirty, filthy D.C. jail where the Christian patriots are today. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to open the phone lines at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Phone lines are open. Be back right after this.
Now you've heard the story about the King of Kings, who was born of a virgin and above all things. Yes, he was, and he wasn't, and he is, and he's yet to come. And how he went to the desert and was tempted thrice by the serpent who was Satan and the father of lies. How he did all the things that he did, 'cause he was Yahweh's own son. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. So they hung him from a tree till he was crucified. Then they carried him and buried him in a tomb 3 days and three nights long. And with a bang and a clang and a great big boom, the angel removed the stone from the tomb. And when they all went looking inside, well, Jesus, he was gone. And now you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father calls it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now as the Spirit moved and the church caught fire and the gospel spread through the Roman Empire, that old devil's old world order was turned upside down. Jesus, and the more that he martyred and he crucified, the more the Holy Ghost of Jesus Christ was multiplied, until the gospel of the saving grace of Christ was finally spread the world around. All because there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now the Muslims say it's down to Allah you bow. The Hindus pray they'll come back as a cow. The Orientals say only Buddha's the way. But what are they gonna say on Resurrection Day? Now the world's got leaders that are trying to lead, but the truth of the matter is they're all deceived, 'cause they've all got secrets in their past they're trying to hide. So when Satan steps up to make his deals, he threatens to tell all the other big wheels, so they all conspire together to save their own hides. But you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet.
Boy, you got that right, old buddy. It's Carl Klang. Boy, what an artist that fellow was. He was a dear friend, and he went home to be with the Lord in 2019. And so, who do we have? The phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. Let's go out to Amanda. Amanda, you're in the air.
Hi, Ernie. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you being on. I listened to you on the way home from work.
All righty. Well, I'm glad that you do that.
I started listening when you were talking about the woke companies, and I think I don't know if a lot of people are aware of how dark Disney really is. They put in things from like Babylon, in Mulan, the little dragon Mushu was actually a demon that they worshipped back in Babylonian times. And it's like they put these little things into our children's minds to, like, make it, like, it's normal. So when it actually, you know, becomes hell on earth, they're going to be so desensitized, it's not really going to bother them so much. But even in, Star Wars, the little creature Yoda, you know, we all think is his cute little thing. And he was a demon in Babylonian times as well. So, you know, the wokeness is... it's insane. It really is insane. I can't believe we're living in these kinds of times, but here we are. God chose us for these times. And I talked to a lot of different Christians on like TikTok, and we've all kind of come to the conclusion is we're waiting for, you know, veterans to lead us, because we need people who have been to war to get this revolution started before our children don't have a country to live in anymore.
Well, you have to, first of all, it's starting to come together. Now, there are things happening that, you know, I can't really talk about, you know, it's with the White Hats right now. There are some things going on, but, and what is happening with Trump? Now Trump, he just rope-a-doped. He just rope-a-doped the deep state yesterday, big time. You saw what happened. Alvin Bragg is disgraced.
Yes,
he is disgraced. The left feels that Trump just pulled the rug off from under them. They're licking their wounds today, but there's more going on here, and they are scared to death for him to get back. Remember what Hillary said: if Trump gets back in office, we're all going to hang because of her, all of the crimes she's committed. And
they all need a long rope and a short drop. That they've all committed treason and they know it. And it's a shame. It's a shame that our country's come to this and we let it get this far. But that's just kind of my two cents on it. We really need to just come together, put everything, you know, put the left and the right side, you know, away. You know, just say I'm Christian. I'm Christian, and this country was built on Christians. George Washington prayed every single day. They let God have him another day to make it through, and the Lord was on his side, and he won that war. And that's what we need right now, lot of prayer.
But you know, Amanda, the left and the right, that's right from the Word of God. You're taking a look at that in the Bible. It refers to those on the right will inherit the kingdom. Those on the left, it says a man who leans to the left, whose heart is a fool. And as he goes his ways, he tells. But in Matthew chapter 25, he tells you those that turn to the right will inherit the kingdom. But those on the left, will be find themselves in the lake of fire. So it's been that way. All through Scripture, it refers to those. And they refer to themselves as those on the left. They're Antichrist. So,
boy, and they aren't they with all their they-them, and they're very confused, and they have the mental diseases. And honestly, they need to round them up and put them in an asylum. But I think them demons have under them control completely at this point.
Well, I would say you're right. In fact, you know, if someone said to me, if I were to say to you, let's just say you met someone, let's say that you were in a restaurant someplace and you were at a table by yourself and it was the only table, and somebody came over and said, do you mind if I sit here because there's no other places? And that person sat down and introduced himself to you as in a conversation that they were a Democrat. If they said that they were a Democrat, what would you presume or assume about those people?
Well, generally your spirit can feel whether someone's bad or good at that point, but I mean, they're thinking on it. It's demonic, and you don't break bread with people like that. I mean, you can try to bring them to Jesus. You know, what you're supposed to pray for your enemies, but you know, you can try to bring them to Jesus and say you're going to pray for them, and just kind of walk out at that point.
Well, they're not as like they used to be. I mean, even in the old days, they were bad, but they weren't satanic. In other words, you could still have some people who could be saved. And
yes, sir.
And still, but today, if you're a Democrat, by definition, first of all, by definition, you hate God, okay? By definition, you are an unrepentant sinner. If you were repentant, you wouldn't be a Democrat. By definition.
Yes, sir.
If you were a Democrat and you died today, you'd burn in hell, by definition. If someone was to say to me, well, I'm a Democrat, I would probably think, well, they probably, if it's a man, he's more than likely a sodomite, or at least practices that. I would think to myself that they're absolutely pro-abortion. They're all for killing babies. Very likely.
They're murderers.
Very likely a pedophile, because the Democratic Party, the leadership, is flush with them with pedophiles. It's flush with pedophiles. I would think to myself,
it disgusts me. It makes me scared for my children every day that they go out. And you know, even so far as they're so disgusting that they even admitted that they put those aborted babies into our own food. They're putting into our own bodies, and they're laughing about it.
Yeah, they're.
Texas actually is trying to pass a law to where these companies have to put that they have those babies on everything, and it's crazy. If you go on the internet, I forget it, but I have a screenshot of it. But you could go up on this company website and see all the products that they have.
Yeah, I know that. We've mailed those out in our newsletter over the past several times. I have to move on, Amanda, but God bless. Thanks for calling. Have a blessed Resurrection Sunday. Who do we have next? AC, you're in the air.
Hello, Pastor.
Hello, AC.
Last week, you and Pastor Larson in your Bible, one of your Bible studies, were talking about God speaking to Noah when he was getting off the ark, and you quoted Genesis 9:15. And the Lord said, and the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. Now, what's interesting is, in Matthew 24, Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And the 7-year tribulation period is really the flood. flood of God's wrath against planet Earth, although it's not done with water, but it's still a flood of God's wrath. And it's one judgment after another, and the rapture is the beginning of sorrows in the tribulation period. And so that's the analogy, the parallel there. And I wanted to bring up something that I've been hearing. Maybe you've heard this too, but there's two major Midwest ministries out there that are putting out false doctrine that the tribulation period will not begin immediately after the rapture, but a minimum of days, weeks, months, or even years later. And absolutely false, because Jesus clearly taught a pre-tribulation rapture and that the tribulation period begins immediately after the rapture takes place.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
I just
want
to bring that up because it's misleading people, it's causing confusion, and there is no delay.
Absolutely. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. All right, thank you. I got to move on because all the lines are lit, but thanks for calling. Have a blessed Resurrection Sunday. John, you're in the air.
Yeah, I think we're really in a sea of confusion that's being manipulated by much of the media. And I just recommend people, I discovered just a phrase you can search, and it provokes a lot of informative articles. I used CIA controls media to demonize countries for U.S. attacks and wars. And among those, you'll find, for instance, a combination of honest conservatives like Ron Paul and Paul Craig Roberts, who was actually a high cabinet official in the Reagan administration. He's not a left winger, but he has been really excoriating the propaganda to drag us into World War III, to demonize Putin, and demonize him in many ways that the CIA is behind the whole attempt to discredit Trump for those his ambivalence. He hasn't been a consistent a promoter of war interventions around the world, like now the Democrats, who have become the number one advocate for the CIA murder incorporated military industrial complex.
Chuckie Schumer is their number one advocate, and you're right, they tried to, you know, JFK wanted to get rid of him, Ronald Reagan wanted to get rid of him, Donald Trump also. And you're right, they're out to get Trump. And you're right about what you just said. That's true. But I got to move on.
But besides that, I think we ought to realize that we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars, ultimately, to fund a neo-Nazi regime that has been supporting these biological laboratories of the Pentagon in Ukraine that you spoke about earlier.
Yeah, we've hit on that. In fact, we set that out in our newsletter. You're right. They are actually a hardcore bunch of neo-Nazis there. They're like the brown shirts of Hitler's. But I have to move on because we are running out of time. Okay, Bruce. Bruce C., yeah. You're in the air.
Yeah, let me just, remember when they used to say about, what's his name, Al Sharpton? Remember they used to say, is he representative of most blacks in the country? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And why don't we say that about Soros now, to say this right out. Is George Soros representative of most Jews in our country? That they hate Christians?
Actually, George Soros hates the Jews. I heard Soros say...
How can he hate the Jews? He is a Jew.
Well, the people that hate the Jews the worst are the Jews. And here... I heard George Soros say how he took pleasure in working in taking the property from the Jews in Nazi Germany, and but you'll find out that the people that hate the Jews the worst are, and I'm talking about the real Jews now. What the Lord Jesus made it very, very clear that most of those that say they are Jews are not, but they're of the synagogue of Satan. And so, like, you have people just because they have a name, they may be the seed, but not the children of Abraham. I'm talking about Chuckie Schumer. I'm talking about people like him that are fake.
Well, he said he, like that AC you have on there. said he was an agent of Israel. Why don't the, he said he's an agent of Israel. His name was Stoymer. He said he's an agent of Israel. So when you say he's not a real Jew, what's that mean? Where was he born, Stoymer? Here is Israel.
Okay. Here's the answer to your question. Go to Revelation chapter 3 and start in verse 10, okay? Go to Revelation chapter 3 and start in verse 10, and you get the answer. I have to move on. Have a blessed Resurrection Sunday. All right, Zoe, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor Ernie. How are you?
I'm okay,
you're
Zoe.
You're sounding wonderful, by the way.
Well, thank you.
I have an update. The update is on the Bill Gates when he was speaking with Wendy. Back in November, before we had the lockdown in the month of March, Gates and his wife and a bunch of CEOs around the world had a forum. And one of the titles of their forum was, "What Would Happen If the World Had a Pandemic?" And they discussed it. Nothing was mentioned about COVID. Nothing was mentioned about the Wuhan. But what would happen if the world had the pandemic? And lo and behold, in March, we had the lockdown. We had the pandemic. The name of it was COVID. Of course, we couldn't use the term Wuhan because that would shame China. And we've been in a mess ever since. Update now. Gates has spoken at another forum. It was in Australia. And he has told them that there is another virus coming, but it's different than COVID. It will be released in Brazil in 2025, and it will affect the brain area. This one is affecting the heart. This one is going to affect the brain. They even have the audacity to anticipate how it will help to cut out the population of over millions of people. And he even brought out 50 million children we would probably lose with this pandemic.
Now, Amanda,
is that not a voice from hell?
Yeah, a lot what you were saying. Back in the old days, I actually used to sit in their meetings when they didn't know who I was. They would meet a couple times a year, the World Health Organization, the World Economic Association, Planned Parenthood, Sierra Club, the ACLU, and I would go and I would sit in, and they all thought I was with the other groups, and they spoke openly about depopulating the planet, and they would talk about ways, and I remember how one time they referred to as how eight times as many girls were killed from the human papilloma vaccine that actually died from the disease, and they applauded. That's what you're talking about. This is what the Bible says: all of those that hate God love death. But we're out of time for it. But have a blessed Resurrection Sunday. And so, folks, we're at that time right now. All these things is happening out there is not a surprise. God's word, the Bible, the most accurate, the most miraculous, the greatest source of wisdom and truth is being fulfilled before our very eyes. So over in Daniel chapter 4, when the angel tells Daniel to seal up the book until the end times. Now, right now, that book, the seal has been released. The information, all of these things that are happening right now, we're seeing the prophecies are coming true right before our eyes right now. This is not, you know, as the one lady says, things aren't falling apart, they're falling into place. That's exactly right. They are. They're falling into place. And so we have to run to this battle. God has raised us up for such a time as this. He's raised us up for such a time as this. And so, what can I tell you? If you're out there listening to me tonight and you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ, I got to tell you something. This is a fact. This is an absolute fact. It's right there in the Word of God. And that's, he didn't stutter. The Lord Jesus said this, that, you know, all those that call upon his name will be saved. Those that don't, What does that mean? It means this. You have to go to the pray to the Father. You have to pray to the Father and ask for forgiveness of the sin. You got to acknowledge the fact that you're a sinner, and only a sinner needs a Savior, and you need a Savior. And you acknowledge that, and you ask for forgiveness of your sins, number one. Two, you recognize that Christ died a substitutionary death. He took your place upon that cross for your sins. He didn't have any sins of his own, and he didn't have to go to that cross. But had he not gone to that cross, you and I would be in very, very bad shape today. Number three, you call upon the name of the Lord. You ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. You got to put him first. He demands to be put first. He says you got to put him before your father and your mother. He puts you first. And then you put him first in your life. You give your life to him. And if you do that, then you will become a new creature. You will become a born-again believer. You will be on your road, on the way to immortality. And you say, well, how could that be? God says it. Now, folks, remember, God spoke the universe into being. And when you read, well, God who cannot lie, it's because God speaks things. When he has spoken it, they become. You say, well, how could that be? I don't know. But I see it all around me. I see it all around me. And so, if I were you tonight, don't be like so many out there. There's a lot of people out there that are not going to be here tomorrow, that between then and tomorrow at this very same time, thousands, maybe millions of people will have died. Now, the vast majority of those people have no intentions of dying. They're not planning on it. But that's not their call. Their soul will be required of them. Don't let that happen. Don't let yourself be one of them. Don't do that. Do it tonight. We pray. So until tomorrow, as we say every night at this time, we want to say good night. God bless. And always, 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 always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.